Item 256.
Amend an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to continue to provide House Bill 3194, offender law enforcement, supervision, and support.
Okay, Assistant Chief Henderson is here to present this. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, I'm Donna Henderson, Assistant Chief of Investigations for the Portland Police Bureau. This is Lieutenant Bacon, who is a lieutenant in our detective division. What this amendment does is just allow pass-through money from the state through Multnomah County to the Portland Police Bureau so that we can provide one officer that partners with Multnomah County to monitor some of our customers in the MCJRP program that we have.
You want to tell us what that acronym means?
MCJRP stands for Multnomah County Justice Reinvestment Program. And if you'd like, I'll read a quick paragraph that kind of explains what it is. Justice Reinvestment seeks to improve public safety by reducing spending on incarceration in order to reinvest savings in evidence-based strategies that decrease crime. Our program is a collaborative effort to improve assessment of criminal offenders in Multnomah County and provide them a continuum of community-based services and sanctions. This combination of early assessment and intervention is provided to reduce recidivism while protecting public safety. The distinct thing about our program is that we have a number of agencies that have worked together for over 2 years. We arrive at 7 o'clock in the morning every Friday to discuss what we need to do next. And the partners include, obviously, the Portland Police, Gresham Police, Fairview, Troutdale, Sheriff's Office, the Department of Community Justice, Oregon Judicial Department, District Attorney's Office, Crime Citizens Commission, Defense Bar, CODA, and the Multnomah County Local Public Safety Coordinating Council. If you have the report in front of you, if you go to page 11, it gives you the numbers that we have produced this year, or this quarter, and it shows the individuals that we have contacted as a pair. And by the way, the team is one Portland police officer and one Multnomah County officer, and we work as a team. And the whole point is to just keep these folks on track, make sure that they get to the services they need, and hopefully to keep them out of the system in the future.
So the fundamental purpose of this whole effort is alternative sentencing as opposed to simply sending people to jail.
Absolutely. Sending them to prison.
Yeah, to prison.
Yes.
I should say.
So that we don't have to build new prisons, but still maintaining the safety of our public.
Yeah, so taking people's individual cases, coordinating the work between parole officers and the Bureau. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So questions about this program?
Not a question, but a comment. I mean, Multnomah County's program has been recognized as sort of the model program for justice reinvestment in the state. There's a sort of a quirk in the funding of the criminal justice system where actually, in a way, counties have a financial incentive to send more people to prison because then they're in the state budget. If they're in jail or in supervision, they're in the county budget. Representative Jennifer Williamson and a lot of other good folks a couple of sessions ago were trying to figure out how to put systems in place that give counties the resources to keep people out of prison. And Multnomah County stepped up early to propose a method of doing that. And I wish that it was being funded more adequately by the state, and we'll take another shot at that. But your work is fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see it highlighted.
Thank you very much.
Very much. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it is an emergency ordinance. Let's take action, please.
Thank you very much for your work. Christine Nieves, one of my policy advisors, worked on this with then County Chair Marisa Madrigal when she was working there. And so this is a program that's especially important to everyone in our office, and I'm glad to see it moving forward. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Ailes.
Yeah, I like the service coordination team and a few other efforts. I mean, trying to work smarter, treat people as individuals is a way to be both more humane, more safe, and save some money in the bargain. So good work. Thank you very much. Aye.